Tech of Sports, Episode 9 for May 9th, 2012. Joe Hallett and Jerome Guimond, Pro Mental Coach. This week on the Tech of Sports, Joe Hallett and Jerome Guimond, Pro Mental Coach. Netcast Studio, mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android, and don't forget the Stitcher Radio app for all devices. Stitcher Radio, award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone and tablet. Stitcher, it's smart radio for your smartphone. And the Tech of Sports is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. The Tech of Sports is also a production of Netcast Studio at netcaststudio.com. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific at netcaststudio.com/live, where you can join the chat room and listen to the show live. I'd like to welcome everyone tonight, where we're going to talk about the mental side of golf a little bit with two guests tonight. And as a little introduction, Hall of Fame baseball player Yogi Berra once said that 90% of baseball is mental. The other half is physical. Now, if you think about that for a moment, it really doesn't make much sense. But if you know the world of sports, it really does. The mental side of sports is so important, especially in the sport of golf, that athletes and golfers today spend just as much time working on the mental side of sports as they do the physical side. And we're going to talk about that and more tonight with, like I said, two guests. Joe Hallett is a Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher. He's worked for the PGA of America in several roles, most notably as general manager of the PGA Center for Golf, Learning, and Performance. He also is the lead was the lead instructor for PGA Professional Golf Management Program and PGA Master Professional Checkpoint Facility. He's an expert in golf instruction, technology, and development. And he helps design the curriculum for the PGA-certified professional program used by the PGA of America's 27,000 members. He coaches LPGA Tour major winner Stacey Lewis, and he helped guide her to her first major championship, the 2011 Kraft Nabisco. He's one of ranked among the top 50 golf instructors in America by Golf Range magazine, and he's the former host and producer of the popular Golf Show on Sports Talk Radio Network. And during the 2009 PGA Championship at Hazeltine, he served as a guest commentator on PGA.com. And Jerome is the Director of Business Development for Brain Center International, the company that created Pro Mental Coach. He has extensive background in the areas of research and software that led to its development, as well as the software itself. This includes understanding how the tests work that make up your specific mental workout. Warm welcome to both you guys. Thanks for being on.
Rick, thank you.
Good evening.
Great to have you guys. And the product is actually a software program, just so everybody knows ahead of time. And we'll talk about that and a little about golf. And we'll kind of toss the questions around. Joe may be able to answer some, Jerome, and some we can get both their input on. And we'll start out with Joe, who just got off the golf course, it looks like, today. And in today's world, in today's game of golf, what's more important right now? We know you have to have the physical tools, but is the mental side of things just as important these days?
Oh, Rick, it certainly is. And when we look at golf and as part of the PGA Center for Learning and Performance, Rick, one of the things we wanted to look at is not just what's relevant to the best players in the game today. We wanted to look at what is relevant to all players in the game today. And that's where Pro Mental Coach and Brain Center really came in and opened our eyes to the idea of some of the brain training and as Jerome will touch on, neuroplasticity. But, you know, when you get to that level and you get to the highest levels of the game, certainly you can hit the ball. Certainly you know how to hit the ball certain shapes. I certainly do. I hit it every shape possible every time I tee it up, which is just wonderful. Not on demand, but just as it kind of comes out of the box, so to speak. But you've got control over your golf ball. You have an idea of putting. You understand some strategy. When you get to that high level, it is just the one part is how is this control center, how is this piece right up here working? Is it helping me? Is it hindering me? Is it holding me back? Or is it motivating me, getting me forward? And at the highest level, it's what pushes that player to the next level. As the case studies will show, at an average level, for an average golfer, it's the part that can really take their game to the next level, and it's the part that may be holding them back that they're not even aware of. And that's kind of the neatest thing about the product.
Yeah, there's a lot holding my golf game back, and I'm sure part of it's physical and part of it's mental. So this is a great help. Jerome, working for Brain Center International and as the Director of Business Development, talk about exactly what you do there and you guys do there and how the idea came up for Pro Mental Coach.
Yeah, you know, I kind of do a lot of stuff, but mainly my job is to be in charge of sales and marketing. I'll give you a little bit of history of how, you know, all that idea started. You know, our company is called Brain Center International. We've been involved in the brain training business for years. And we said, hey, golf is such a mental sport. There's probably something we can do about it. And this is where the idea came up. And we said, hey, there's probably something we can do. Took us 3 or 4 years of research and development to came up with something. In a process, like, you know, like Joe said, we got to know each other. We got involved with him when he was at the PGA Center for Learning and Performance. And, you know, we said we have to do something that is going to train people's brain to play better golf. We are a neuroscience company, so we've been involved in specific cognitive brain enhancement training. We have another line of software that's called NeuroActive, which is more aimed at the 50 plus who, you know, who are going to retire and want to have an LT brain, a good memory. So we said, how can we apply our knowledge to golf? So we decompose which area of the brain are involved while you're playing golf. We came up with 6 main skills, such as focus, stress management, inhibition, mental endurance, brain speed, and brain flexibility. And after that, our neuropsychologists, they sat down and said, we have to design specific targeted exit games which are going to work out those areas the exact same way that you would work out a muscle. So that's a little bit the generation of the idea and how we, you know, we came up with. And to add to that as well is, like Joe said, you know, for the tour guys, you know, mental game is really something important. And we knew that all the guys on tours, most of them, they're using mental coaches and most of them are doing a pretty good job for them. But what about, you know, the 27 million avid golfers in America? You know, is there something for them about the mental game? And there was kind of not really nothing for them.
Yeah, that's kind of fascinating. And how the program may work for people at so many different stages of their golf game. That's pretty neat. What I want to ask and both you guys about is how is it to work jointly on this project? What do Joe can answer? What do the PGA professionals think about the neuropsychologists and what do you guys, Jerome, at the Brain Center think about the jocks, kind of the professional and golfers? How did that relationship go?
You know, Rick, I'm going to tell you, it couldn't have been better. At the PGA and our Center for Learning and Performance, we were taxed with kind of an unusual situation. And one of them is to come out with something that's a benefit to both golfers and our 27,000-plus golf professionals. And we had to do that without stepping on anybody's toes and interfering or impeding on, well, I teach the mental game this way. Well, I teach emotional control. Well, I teach psychological control. And of all the things we saw that I was privileged to, with my team there at the Center for Learning and Performance, to kind of test and look at, the one thing that Brain Center came back to us with is, this is almost a pre-step before you get to things like sports psychology, like strategy, like emotions. This is actually, is that part of your brain working? And before you ever think about how do I need to think about the golf, you know, how do I need to think around the golf course? What kind of strategies do I even need to use? It's great to use, you know, let's just call it a directive strategy where you're going to be in control of your game all day. But there's different parts of the brain. And if all the parts of the brain that are required to do that strategy are not equally balanced, are not equally trained, it's not going to work. So going in, it's like exercising, and I know Jerome will kind of point this out. You know, let's say you're going to pick up something with your bicep, and your bicep can handle 50 pounds. Well, you got to pick a 100-pound weight up. You can't do that just with your bicep. You need other muscles. What we really began to understand at PGA is the brain is a muscle, and it actually has to be trained. It actually has to make sure that the whole thing is working here. Once you get that, then your players can move on and go to, you know, further advanced ideas with sports psychology. I mean, the product is complementary to sports psychology. The product is complementary to our PGA professionals because it interacts with them. It allows the PGA professional to be a coach and monitor the training of this person's mental faculties, and it doesn't step on any sort of personal training regimen or whatever. It complements everything. It was when they sat down and explained it to us, we knew it was the perfect match.
Yeah. If I may add to that, you know, being able to work. Go ahead. Didn't want to cut you, Rick. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you want to add to that, Jerome, you can.
You know, it was great, you know, for us to work with PG professionals. And it was actually a really important stuff because, you know, us as being, you know, the geeky guys and although it's, you know, we don't consider ourselves as much as too geek. But, you know, we said we have to work with people which are in the business of golf instruction. People that do that for their life and do that, you know, 40 hours a week or even more than that, you know, in some cases, you know, Joe probably 80. You know, so we needed to work with people who could tell us what were the important points to be included in the software for the PGA professional out there.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that point, Jerome, that, you know, the PGA teaching pros that I know, I mean, they really do care about their students getting better and you know, they're willing to, you know, try new things. Unlike other sports that kind of keep going along with the same old, I really give, you know, the people in golf credit for, you know, being pretty open to trying new things and you know, and seeing what works and really embracing technology. And would you agree with that, Joe?
Most definitely. And Jerome's heard me say this before, but, you know, when you talk to the average PGA professional and a question comes his way from a student and says, now tell me about the mental game. We now have something beyond think happy thoughts on the way to the golf course. That really, really has been a huge plus for us to be able to arm our professionals with this great tool that go, you know, just like you're exercising your body, just the same way you're altering your equipment and the same way that you are training your swing, you can do the same thing for your brain. And that will literally evolve itself into better thinking around the golf course without you really having to worry about it. The science is behind it, and that's what Pro Mental Coach and Brain Center brought to us.
Yeah, and I know, Jerome, the software is really built on the around the term neuroplasticity. And to the lay people out there and or maybe the golfers that are listening and watching, explain that term and you know, what the software, how that involves, gets the software involved in that.
Okay, I'll be really brief because, you know, we could actually talk for hours and days about it. You know, let me give you a little background. Before we thought that the brain, once you reach adult age, was kind of fixed. You know, you could not grow your brain. You know, the brain was not evaluating. You know, the brain was not changing. What was discovered in the end of the 90s and beginning of the 2000s is actually that was 100% false. The brain and you know, what was discovered is the brain is kind of like a big muscle. So you can actually train your brain and specific areas of your brain and make them better, more efficient, you know, react quicker, enhance different capabilities. So, you know, let's say that you want to have a bigger bicep. What you're going to do is you're going to take some weight, a little bit like Joe said, you're going to flex it for a few weeks, and depending on the type of training you're doing, you know, it's going to be better or more efficient or quicker. Basically, your brain is reacting the exact same way. So if by overstimulating and, you know, just by, you know, training some specific areas of your brain, just that, you know, and this is what we're doing in Pro Middle Coach. For example, we'll take focus. So by training the specific zone of your brain that, you know, is for focus, you're going to actually make that zone quicker, more efficient, better after a certain period of time. So that's in few words. You know, neuroplasticity is, and, you know, golfers out there that are, you know, not necessarily too much aware of neuroplasticity is that the brain is a big muscle and you can train all those specific areas to make them better, more efficient.
Yeah, that seems pretty logical. And let's talk about just briefly how this affects professional players or world-class players, tour players, Joe. And I know you've worked with players on professional tours. What can this program do for them? We know that, you know, us amateurs and club and recreational players, public course players need it, but what can it do for the pros?
Well, in layman's terms, it takes out the spaz out gene. It's basically what it does. And the one thing that Brain Center really kind of taught me is that's the situation when the pros are struggling, that one area of the brain is working way too hard to figure out all these puzzles. And, you know, other areas of the brain may not be contributing as much. So, you know, those players at that level generally have, and they generally, if you listen to the best players, you've read so many comments and you've heard so many things about players who, you know, oh, I didn't hear that ambulance go by while I was making the putt to win that tournament. They're in the zone, whatever the zone may be. And I think from our experience in working with Jerome and with the, you know, the team at Brain Center, that zone is your brain's in balance, for lack of a better way to say it. And one side isn't working too hard or the other side isn't working too hard. On a professional level, you know, when players begin to worry about things in their swing or they start to really put too much concern on the short game, the same thing that Jerome was just saying about focus, brain speed, mental flexibility, and motivation, the same areas here, when you look at that in a golf game, when a player puts too much emphasis on one part, another part seems to struggle. And really, when they take time to work on the mental, it helps them put the physical back into perspective.
Yeah, and I kind of say this in jest to you, Joe, but can it help American women golfers kind of catch up to the Japanese and the South Koreans?
I'll tell you, we have some good American players that have been playing very, very good, and I will tell you two things. Yes, from the standpoint of the fact that they are more focused. And the second thing, and I will tell you, and I'm not going to quote or comment from players, but more than one American player, I have been out there at the practice tee at other events or major championships, and they look around and they go, look who's out here still practicing. And we look at the foreign players that are on that tour and the upbringing and the, you know, the thought process of, if you can practice 8 hours, 9 might put you a little further ahead. So not only have our players kind of responded in kind with additional practice, you know, taking time to look at their mental game has also helped them partition everything into good amounts.
Yeah, and I say that kind of in jest because there are a lot of young American women golfers that are really coming up and I think are going to be, you know, good for a long time. And it's just, you know, what the South Koreans and the Japanese have been doing has just been pretty remarkable.
That's a lot of intensive training, and you know, as oddly as it says, a lot of hard work often pays off. And having the privilege of being out with one of my players today, we started at 8 a.m. in the gym. She's rather insistent that her instructor comes to her workouts. I'm rather insistent that I would like to watch them instead of go through them, but I do go through them. But, you know, the day goes from there, and, you know, by 4 or 5, it's an entire day of talking about the game, talking about feelings during competition, what kind of things cross your mind, hitting specialty shots, exercising, hitting basic shots on the range, playing, and then going back and kind of rounding everything up and saying, all right, what are the 5 keys we need to work forward from?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much across the board in any sport. There's really no substitute for practice and for hard work. So, you know, that's just carries into golf and like I said, pretty much any sport. So I'll give you guys a break here for a second, grab a sip of water, and I'm going to just mention here that the show here is brought to you by Amazon.com. And if you're thinking of doing any shopping on Amazon.com in the coming weeks, our link here is at netcaststudio.com. www.pgacenter.com/Amazon for all your needs. And there's really there's no extra cost to help use that link and to help support Netcast Studio and the variety of shows that it offers. And Pro Mental Coach is actually, it's available on Amazon along with dozens of other books on golf and the mental side of golf. And I, you know, Pro Mental Coach is, you know, at a great price, I think. I mean, it's really a good deal, and it is available on Amazon. So netcaststudio.com/Amazon if you're interested. And we'll go to Jerome here as the kind of the marketing and the sales and the business side of things. He can kind of tell listeners where they can go. And we're going to do a little demonstration here after the show that would be another little show you can look at. But where can they go to maybe look at some of the screenshots or some information maybe online on Pro Mental Coach, and how can they order it from you guys?
Simple. ProMentalCoach.com. Everything is over there. They can actually see a demo, some screenshots. We're actually giving a mental game test for free. So people can go over there and you know, actually rate their mental game and see how they're scoring with all the different skills that we're evaluating. So one single address, promentalcoach.com. But you know, there's many different places where people can buy. You said it right, amazon.com. You can buy the product. You can buy it at Golfsmith in Golf Town for the Canadian listeners, and many different pro shops across Canada and America.
Great. Appreciate that. Go back to you, Jerome, and talk about the personalization aspect of the software and how the program is kind of customized or adjust to the individual user, and how it knows how to prescribe a training program when it really, I mean, it's a computer. It really doesn't know the person that's using it.
Yeah. Basically is, you know, when we, you know, told you it took us 3 or 4 years to develop that, we said we want to do the things differently. And yes, there's some books and then DVDs out there, but, you know, it's a one-size-fits-all. You know, if you and me were reading, you know, a mental game book, you know, some of them are pretty good, some of them are pretty shaggy. You know, we're going to read the same stuff, and, you know, it doesn't actually train you. You just, you know, you read, and it's not interactive. So we said we want that to be personalized and interactive. So interactive, of course, we put that in a computer and design specific exergies. To be interactive, our neuropsychologists, they said we have to design some kind of way to evaluate and assess the people prior to doing a training. So what is Promoter Coach starts with an assessment test that takes about 30 to 45 minutes, gives you some mental game knowledge, but you have tasks to perform and questions to answer. After that, we're giving you grades on all the skills that Promoter Coach are actually working. Again, focus, stress management, inhibition, mental endurance, and more. And what it does is the computer use your mental strength and weaknesses to create your own customized training program. So we have a database of all the people that are using Promo Coach, and we're comparing you with similar type of golfers, similar handicap, education level, and everything. And then we create, it's a computer, that create a customized training program according to your strength and weaknesses. Of course, we're working, and you know, that's our dynamic intelligence system, is we're working on your weaknesses more, but we're still, you know, working on your strength to generally bring you to higher mental state. So that's one of our personalization system. We have another one, which is, you know, when you're talking about brain training, if it's too easy, you're not working. If it's too hard, you're not working as well. So we design a dynamic intelligence system to be able for the software to adjust the perfect resistance level depending on your answers. So some days, you know, you probably know, you know, you're not mentally there, you know, you're tired, you're exhausted. I don't know if you have kids or stuff like that, and you can't do anymore, but you still want to do your training. So the software kind of detects within your first answers how you're responding, it compares how you're responding to how you're responding normally, and adjust the resistance level, you know, to have an optimal training. So,
yeah, I think that's really something kind of unique because, as Joe, as you would know, I mean, a golf swing is so unique and so personal. There's really, you know, no two swings that are kind of the same. So, I mean, is there an optimum amount of time that a person should use this program, and what's been the results for golfers or students that have stayed with the program and have gone through that? Is there a noticeable improvement after a certain amount of time, or when do you start to notice that?
Yeah, definitely, Rick. You know, to answer your first question, we recommend a 20 minutes training every other day. Okay. So it's about an hour training per week. People can definitely do more, but this is what we recommend, and this is what is being found in different neuroplasticity studies around the world, that, you know, a good 20 minutes every other day is a pretty good training. To answer your second question, of course, you know, we're seeing people, you know, that their golf game is changing dramatically after using that. You know, where we're getting comments, you know, every day of people are using it and say, hey, I'm so happy, I'm seeing different, you know, a change in my golf game. We did, you know, one specific study at the PGA Center for Learning and Performance. We took golfers for a period of 6 weeks, which is just a minimal training, because we say that, you know, initial results will happen between 3 to 6 weeks depending on an individual. And, you know, the biggest part of the results, you'll see it between 3 months to 6 months, depending, again, on the individual. You know, on our studies, and we had people from, you know, various handicaps, you know, from a scratch handicap to 33, 67% of them reduced their scores by 2 or more shots. 2.5 shot was actually the average score reduction. You know, I'm giving you numbers like that. 56% saw, you know, a big improvement in their putting game. So, you know, we got amazing. You know, if people want to see some results, and, you know, this is not filtered, they go to promentalcoach.com. We have a testimonial section. You'll see, you know, some real comments of people who actually took part of that study and, you know, are telling you about their experience with the software and how it's change their golf game.
Do you have anything to add to that, Joe? And how does it kind of compare with maybe other training aids that you've seen students try?
Well, there's two things. One is we took a very, very conservative approach when we first kind of looked into this at the PGA, and I'm going to tell you that the results have been nothing but admirable, and the time frame has actually been quicker than we expected. Now, we don't want to run out and tell every person, oh, in 3 to 6 weeks, you're going to see this difference. But I'm going to tell you that's the genius of the program, because the program is intuitive, and it knows when you're struggling in some areas, and it readjusts your next training session. For instance, let's say you have a multitasking deal, which is important out in the golf, you know, on the golf course. If you've got wind and elements and elevation changes, et cetera, you got to be doing a lot. So if you begin to go good on that, you're going to get a little slower in your focus. Well, the program realizes that. And the way that it constantly adjusts your training schedule is a complete testament and a complete backbone to the fact that the results we've seen have been actually quicker than we think. So that was part of the genius of the design that came in from Brain Center, was that this program interacts with, as you said, it's a computer program. It doesn't know you. But it does start to see trends, and it does have suspicions about what's going on, and that really takes that learning curve and just kind of shortens it quickly.
Yeah, kind of piggybacking on that, Joe, without giving away your age, you've been around the sport of golf for a long time, and in the 1990s, I guess, is kind of when it started that athletes, not only in golf but other sports, they started bringing on a sports psychologist to their team or their training or with their coach, either on a weekly or part-time or when needed basis. You know, what did that do for the sport of golf? And is that where we are now, that technology has kind of replaced a person that was maybe the psychologist to the athlete?
Well, and two things. One is you know, I think back to when I was I'm going to give my age away, when I was playing collegiate golf in that time frame you were talking about. But I remember the inner game of golf, Timothy Galway and Chuck Hogan and some of Bob Rotella's original works. And they really, they just said, you know, but a good part of this game, as you said with Yogi Berra, 90% of it is half mental. And that became more and more important. Has the program replaced the individual? Not at all. What the program is, if you want to go to the gym and get trained by a trainer, what that program is, that's the equipment you'll work out on. The trainer can kind of help you decide what areas you're doing good in, what areas you need to do better. Not only does the program serve as the gym for you, but when you go to step foot and work with a Rotella or a Gio Valenti or some of these people, you now literally have an assessment and a scorecard that you can go, I've been doing this for a year, and I'll tell you, I just keep struggling in this area. Can you really help me? Sure, we have some exercises. We have some visualizations. So we don't view it as replacing. I mean, it literally complements the sports psychologists that are out there. And again, as Jerome said, the accessibility to the average golfer to get with a Bob Rotella or a Gio Valenti is just the time, the cost, it's just, you know, it's not in their wheelhouse. And even in some of the professionals, and you have to imagine that when you go to a professional event, you know, if someone like Dr. Rotella shows up and he's got 10 people he's got to work with, there's Monday and Tuesday, and generally wants to spend an hour. Well, there's 5 hours a day with both of them. And even at that level, if you go, can I get to see you? Sure. How about 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, you almost wonder if, not throwing out any names again, but a certain golfer from Windermere, Florida, who's won, you know, multiple major titles, could benefit from taking a step back and looking at his game, and even because it's kind of inconsistent right now. But I think for the pros, a lot of what they're looking for is consistency, kind of what they're looking for on a week-to-week basis.
Oh, most definitely from that. If you had to ask a professional, would they rather know they could shoot lights out 3 or 4 times a year, or can they play consistently all year? I got to tell you, most of them would say, I'd rather play consistently all year. Bruce Litsky would say, I know 3 courses that my 20-yard slice will work on, and I'll win those, and I'll take the rest of the year off. So
yeah,
it's kind of
he only played 10 events a year usually. So, you know, he picked and chose what he wanted to do, but he had a long career and made a lot of money. So
exactly.
Yeah, going back to Jerome, as kind of the software kind of being your baby, is it you think that kind of the techniques and the principles that you guys use, is it applicable to other sports, you think, as well down the road?
Definitely. You know, there's, you know, your brain is so complex and you have so many different areas that actually we could actually do one for baseball. We could do one for tennis, you know, because, and, you know, if we're doing something like that, you know, we would definitely do it, you know, for specific sports, you know, with all the same research that we've done for golf. Getting back in Promelo Coach, there's definitely, if let's say you're a tennis player and you're using Promelo Coach, there's definitely some stuff that you could actually benefit in your tennis. For example, when we're training focus. Focus is focus, whether it's focus at work, while you're driving or playing golf. If you're training that specific area, you can actually, you know, be able to focus better. So, you know, you could actually apply that to tennis, stress management, same stuff, bowling, you know, many different sports.
And Jerome, kind of give a little background on the, you know, what platforms and what does a person need? What kind of a computer, what kind of setup does a person need to start using the software? Give a little rundown on that.
Simple, you know, they go to promocoach.com or amazon.com, they order the CD or they can actually download it. The only thing you need is a PC or a Mac. You install that right away. It takes about half a minute, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's real easy. And one more thing for Joe. Is this something that a person needs to work on individually, or is this something that you sit down with your pro and you work on? Which have you tried both ways, and have you seen benefits, or is there positives or negatives to either one of those approaches to using the program?
I don't believe that there are any negatives to either one of those approaches, and I really, really feel, and while I was in that position, I cannot speak on behalf of my fellow PGA professionals, but I know that the quality teachers out there, that the PGA is literally filled with quality teachers, and that's shown every year at our Teaching Coaching Summit. They want to be part of the students' growth. And if they're part of the student's growth, then they'll enjoy part of the student's successes. And many of these professionals are at least able to sit down and help students in the assessment part when they're answering these questions. Much along the same lines when you get to a junior and the mother or the father says, well, Timmy hits at 330 off the tee, and Timmy's looking at you going, no, I kind of hit at 285. Well, if the pro can be there, especially in the assessment part, this tool, once they go in as a team, this tool allows the individual to train on his or her own time and the pro to kind of keep an open window on it and notice areas that they're doing good or doing bad. And literally within teaching the swing, they can now look at that person and say, man, I'll tell you what, you got to go play, Bears Crossing next week. You're scoring really good on the focus, and boy, that's a course you need it on because the wind always blows and there's a lot of trees. And those are the type of things that as a professional sending a player of any level who wants to go have fun, whether it's a member guest or a club championship, to be able to send them out with a little extra information to make this muscle right up here kind of just operate a little bit better, gosh, that's just a great combination.
And I may have something, Rick, there's actually a section of our website that actually your PGA Pro can go. And, you know, if you allow him, your teacher can actually answer some questions about you to fine-tune a little bit your assessment test result and make them even more accurate. So, you know, when we spoke earlier about how important the PGA professional were for us, we designed that. So, you know, we could get their feedback in the user's result to fine-tune it.
Yeah, and Joe, one thing I kind of noticed about it in finishing up with this is that I think the program would be really useful for a person maybe that lives in a northern climate that can't get out and play for 3, 4, or 5 months. And I think during that off season, some work on this program might really benefit once the weather breaks and they can really get out and start playing regularly. What do you think about that?
And totally. In the off season, it's a perfect thing to do in the off season. When you start speaking about up north and to our, God love our friends in Minnesota, as Jerome said, focus is focus. It might even help their bowling in the off season.
Whoa. Hey, there's some great courses in Wisconsin and Minnesota. So they have the last laugh in the summertime. They get to play some great courses up there.
Oh yeah.
Rest of the year, they use them for snowmobiling. So, I always finish it up when we'll ask both you guys with my last question here. Kind of have a technology spin on things, and we'll start with Jerome. What's the one piece of either gadget or modern technology that you can't live without, either in your personal or professional life at this point?
I'll be sketchy a little bit, but my iPhone is definitely sleeping with me.
Whoa. how does your wife feel about that?
Oh, if the iPhone is not in between us, she's okay.
And Joe, you're not going to say some souped up golf cart of some sort, are you? That goes like 80 miles an hour or anything. You're going to be a little more realistic than that, aren't you?
I was going to say I haven't seen my iPhone in a while. Maybe I know where it's heading. I will tell you, as a golf instructor, I love that what technology's done today, and especially the advent of the high speed, slow motion cameras that are affordable to people so that when they get out, here's the best part. They can look at their own swing. They can send it to their PGA professional and he can look at a really clear swing. So much of that, as Jerome said, on the iPhone, being able to share that kind of information has been just great technology advances for us. That's just from a personal level. I mean, it's great to have those really clear shots because now, you know, instead of watching a kind of a wishy ghost of a swing, you can kind of look at someone and say, gosh, the club's too far inside. Let's see if we can go a little straighter back. That's helped us as instructors tremendously. And clearly, the ability to utilize the technology to help up here has just been tremendous for us.
I think every sport has benefited from the high definition, slow replays. I mean, tennis, baseball. I mean, you can look at every little muscle movement now, and it hasn't helped me get my swing anywhere close to what Ernie Els is doing. But it's sure fun to get on that simulator and get taped and see where you're, for me, it's not where you're going right, it's where you're going wrong.
Sometimes those warning flags go off real early in the swing, but that's usually an easy fix, so don't worry, right?
Well, when I get in there, it's not warning flags. They give those tornado warning sirens kind of start being played when I get in there. So it's fun, though. I appreciate you guys for coming on. And Jerome, give one more last plug where they people can check out the program and get information and give it a quick look.
ProMentalCoach.com. That's it.
That's real easy to remember. And all the information's there. It's a good website. And Joe, appreciate you coming on. And Jerome, great information. Appreciate you explaining it all. And we'll have you guys back on again at some point. And that was really great. And as we wrap up, I just want to let you know that Netcast Studio has many other shows which may interest you. And you can head over to netcaststudio.com and check out the variety of content available. And that's it for tonight. This is Rick, and you've been listening to the Tech of Sports podcast, a Netcast Studio production.